The Youth's Instructor, April 23, 1879. Proper Education. It is the nicest work ever assumed by men and women, to deal with youthful minds. The greatest care should be taken in the education of youth, to vary the manner of instruction, so as to call forth the high and noble powers of the mind. Parents and teachers of schools are certainly disqualified to educate children properly, if they have not first learned the lessons of self-control, patience, forbearance, gentleness, and love. What an important position for parents, guardians, and teachers! There are very few who realize the most essential wants of the mind, and how to direct the developing intellect, the growing thoughts and feelings of youth. Those who deal with the young should be very careful to call out the qualities of the mind, that they may better know how to direct their powers, and that they may be exercised to the very best account. Vital godliness is a principle to be cultivated. The power of God can accomplish for us that which all the systems in the world cannot effect. The perfection of Christian character depends wholly upon the grace and strength found alone in God. Without the power of grace upon the heart, assisting our efforts and sanctifying our labors, we shall fail of saving our own souls and in saving the souls of others. System and order are highly essential, but none should receive the impression that these will do the work without the grace and power of God operating upon the mind and heart. Heart and flesh would fail in the round of ceremonies and in the carrying out of our plans without the power of God to inspire and give courage to perform. There should be discipline and order in our Sabbath schools. Children who attend these schools should prize the privileges they enjoy. They should be required to observe the regulations of the Sabbath school. And even greater care should be taken by the parents that their children should have their scripture lessons learned more perfectly than their lessons in the common schools. If parents and children see no necessity for this interest, then the children might better remain at home, for the Sabbath school will fail to prove a blessing to them. Parents and children should work in harmony with teachers and superintendent, thus giving evidence that they appreciate the labor put forth for them. Parents should have an especial interest in the religious education of their children, that they may have a more thorough knowledge of the scriptures. There are many children who plead a lack of time as a reason why their Sabbath school lessons are not learned. There are but few who cannot find time to learn their lessons if they have an interest in them. Some devote time to amusement and sightseeing, while others devote time to needless trimming of their dress for display, thus cultivating pride and vanity. The precious hours thus prodigally spent are God's time, for which they must render an account to Him. The hours spent in needless ornamentation or in amusements and idle conversation will, with every work, be brought into judgment.